Greetings, leaders. This is Tony Williams, and welcome to CellD, Seller Evergreen, Leader Development Insights. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our message for today, growing through the storms of life and career. Where are you on your journey in life and career right now? I heard someone say, we're either in a storm, coming out, or going into a storm. On our journey, we can expect storms in our life and career. Adversity, trials, and disappointments are inevitable, and with the proper response, can catalyze a new level of growth and development as a leader. How should we respond? Make the most of every day by recalling, rejoicing, and reflecting on the goodness and faithfulness you see in your life. You will then discover reassurance for the journey ahead. Patience, perseverance, and practice are the three key steps we are encouraged to take when navigating storms. Patience is our ability to wait quietly and think calmly. When tempted to run off in all directions, a leader with patience conquers their emotions by calling to mind, either in their lives or the lives of other great leaders, the best response. They wait, ponder, and discern the best next step and the timing. So take time to find the best response in a storm. Be still and know. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this storm and how should I respond? Our perspectives make a difference during a storm. Great leaders see these challenges as tests and seek to pass the exam. Even in the most painful situations, they act with integrity while remembering that those who cry while planting will joyfully sing while they harvest. Someone once said, don't run from the tests and hardships as difficult as they are. You will ultimately find joy in them if you embrace them. Your faith will blossom under pressure and teach you true patience as you endure. And true patience, brought on by endurance, will equip you to complete the long journey and cross the finish line, mature, complete, and wanting nothing. I like that idea. Great leaders persevere and don't quit, even now. If you face a storm, don't quit, but persevere. Keep walking by faith, my friend. The focus of faith frees us from fear. Practice what you know to be the discipline for growth and success. Focus on what you know to be true. Stick to your convictions. They are the root system that goes deeper in the ground during these storms. Palm trees are often subject to the driving forces of hurricanes. You see them bending and still standing after the storm. When the wind blows hard against palm trees, it strengthens their roots, meaning that they come out of the hurricane even stronger than before. That is the primary purpose of storms. They strengthen those that they test. Keep asking, seeking, knocking to discover and learn how to respond to your challenges, knowing that these challenging times will only last long enough, my friend, to accomplish their purpose in your life. Then you will hear, peace, be still, and you are still standing with greater strength to lead than ever. Someone once said, you will not be the same after the storms of life. You will be stronger, wiser, and more alive than ever before. And remember this, when you have come through the testing times, turn to your companions and give them a fresh start. Until the next time, victory, victory, victory. Thank you very much.